Are you out of your minds? Are you all out of your mind? Your mind, your mind, your mind.
And to the C students, I say, you too can be president of the United States.
Kissing cousin, hey, there's nothing. I mean, I don't really think that this is a problem of marrying first cousin.
So they all go vegan and wages and picket lines. I don't know, they're not often discussed in purgatory, are they?
I would not, could not, with a goat.
I think the problem with people like this is that they are so stupid that they have no idea how stupid they are.
Welcome to the Crab Diving Show. With your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
Happy Friday, everybody. It's Crab Diving Live, blasting at you from Pensacola, Florida, the Redneck Riviera, US of A. It's a little bit after 2 p.m. on the Pacific Coast, a little bit after 5 if your ear holes are sucking us in out east. If it ain't that time, perhaps you are listening to us as a rerun on the Crab Diving Network, streaming for you 24/7, or you've downloaded us, as a podcast at iTunes.
You done downloaded us, boy.
At Stitcher, at crabdiving.com.
You done got a pretty mouth.
However you're receiving us, we appreciate the living fuck out of it.
Rectally.
We're going to be here for the next couple of hours talking about all things Russia, all things Trump, all things bullshittery.
Fuck you.
It's also Faithless Friday. We're going to flash our atheism just a wee little sea hair more.
Pervs.
Than usual. There is the potential.
Yes.
For an extended when animals get piss blocked.
Oh, shit.
I've got a lot. We may, depending on what else we talk about, I may split it up a little bit.
Split it up. Well,
thanks for joining us this lovely Friday. My name's Patrick Vile.
My name's Ryan Pfeiffer. Welcome, 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 America. I fucked it up. Take that again. Go back. Go back to the beginning. Thanks for listening to the motherfucking show. Ooh, yes. Is that a zipper?
That's a record scratch.
Okay. It says. Jeez.
You want to hear Rob Ford say pussy?
Yes.
Oh, and the last thing was Olivia Gondak. It says that I wanted to eat her pussy, Olivia Gondak. I've never said that in my life to her. I would never do that. I'm happily married. I've got more than enough to eat at home. Thank you very much.
We elected our Rob Ford president.
Oh, yes. God.
You little son of a bitch, socialist cocksucker.
Of course.
Paula Maine. Page or yeah. Alec Baldwin.
Maine also.
Adam Baldwin.
Apparent.
There are
similarities.
White guys, think about what you say if you're kind of, you know, sexist and you're an asshole. You're going to sound like a fucking cunt on tape, you know, if they play back.
Tweet us during
I'm one to talk.
Show. Tweet us during the show if you like. Oops.
Shut up.
You can tweet us at crabdiving, one word, crabdiving. You can also sling us a message over at our Facebook page, facebook.com/crabdiving, where all
nine.
The cool, fun people hang out.
Oh, yeah. Hey, by the way, speaking of fun, do something fun. Go in the search bar in Google and search Nub City and see what comes up.
Okay.
It's a fucked up Florida story I just heard about. Somebody told me all about this shit. Anyway, go ahead. Sorry.
Well, you got to talk about
oh,
it.
Oh, yeah, that Nub City. I mean, it's in Vernon, Florida. They don't have any money there. Seen it for years. People have been lopping off their digits, their arms, their legs to get insurance money. And they do it so much there, they call it Nub City.
Oh, you talked about that a little bit yesterday.
Oh, did I really?
Go to crabdiving.com or iTunes or Stitcher. You can also... don't forget to help us out here at Screaming Liberal Media by buying shit through our Amazon, amazon.com.
Yay.
crabdiving.com/Amazon, whatever you get. We get a little nibble, a little tickle. Doesn't cost you anything, just helps us out here.
Oh, yes. Oh, and I threw that story up on our Facebook page, facebook.com/crabdiving.
/crabdiving.
I can't say it the way that guy told us to say it.
guys.
You know, whoever that fascist is.
We've had a couple of suggestions that it's not backslash.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, if you know that
people
it's
people
want
to save us a syllable, man. Why? We only have so much energy in our lives.
I mean, what do you want me to proofread this shit? Should we say everything correctly? Who am I, Donald Trump?
Don't forget, if you're listening live, also stay tuned for a brand new K-Voice.
Oh, shit.
Immediately following. Otherwise, download Kelly's show on iTunes, Stitcher, Crab Diving.
K-Voice has been killing it. You must listen.
Lots going on. I'm going to get right to the headlines because I've got a full load in my spreadsheet.
Oh, shit.
Of stories for today. And I'm sure we're going to be talking about, Russia and things like that.
Put down some plastic for this massive load, please.
For these mainstream media characters to get all wee-weed up about that.
From the Crab Diving News Studios, deep within the Crab Diving Bunker, Pensacola, Florida. Dateline, July the 14th, 2017.
The year of our Lord.
These are your headlines. Over to the commie pinko liberal.
It's fate.
HuffPost.
Look at my dick.
There is a photograph.
Oh, yes.
Of something, I'm sure, and probably a headline. But, you know.
What?
There we go. X. Oh, okay. So, drip, drip, drip. Again, more news coming out about this meeting that Dummy Jr.
Bucky
took with the Russian.
Oh, yeah, yeah. About adoption, right? Adopting children.
Oh, sure. That's all it was about. And
just like all their charity events at those golf courses were all about childhood cancer and things like that.
Now it's coming out that this meeting had more people in it than they had even talked about before. But again, it's this shit where they're like, we're being so transparent on this. We're telling you everything. After you get caught, you cunts.
You're saying it right after we already knew. You're right.
And after they get caught, it's like the Don Jr. Oh, somebody, goddamn, wrap your lips around and fillet that man because released his emails.
Ooh,
he's so
God.
Transparent. He released his emails after the New York Times called him and said, hey, we got your email. We're going to release it today. What's your comment?
Red alert, guys. We've got a white guy that needs a blowjob. ASAP. Chop, chop.
Unreal.
Oh, yeah.
So now another person has been named that was at this little tete-a-tete.
Ooh. Tete-a-tete.
In tit-to-tit. In
fuck you.
Trump Tower. Oh, yes. After Don Jr., I'm sure, touched himself repeatedly after the email that he got where he might get some info on Hillary Killery.
Ooh, he's a squirter, by the way.
Gross. So another dude that was with, and in addition to Don Jr., by the way, is also saying, oh, well, there was also a translator.
What do you know, fuckhead?
Well, and everyone's trying to figure out why, because this Russian lawyer speaks English. Even though the interview that she did the other day, she had a translator. She speaks fucking English.
So we've probably, let's just assume that the translator is some fucking spy.
Well, the tape person.
Recording it. Who knows? Who the fuck knows? How hard do you have to try if you're trying to outsmart this shitler?
No, I don't think it's real tough.
Putin's like, I just shut down the KGB. We really don't need it anymore, honestly.
I don't need peace tape.
No.
I've got tape of everybody around him offering.
I don't need it.
So this guy's name, is Ranit Akhmetshin.
Oh, shit.
Akhmetshin, AKHMETSHIN.
Hey, that's my favorite character in Three Sisters.
He's a, Chekhov.
They all sound
like Three Sisters. Is that a sitcom or something?
Oh, yes. No. It's just everything sounds like a Chekhov play in this fucking thing.
Chekhov is far less complicated. The Chekhov plot.
Sure.
Russian American lobbyist. So he was born in Russia, I believe.
Fuck you.
But is now an American citizen.
Ooh, fancy.
But he's a former Soviet military officer.
So what? What does that have to do with anything?
Well, I'm just you laying fucking it hippie? Out there.
Okay. Jeez.
They're saying here at the HuffPost.
Yes.
That what we know about Reinhard Akhmetshin, the lobbyist who met with Donald Trump Jr.
Hey, go fuck yourself, Uncle Vanya.
They say he's about 50 years old, holds dual Russian-American citizenship.
Yes.
Has kept relatively low profile until recently, but has spent decades embedded in several high-stakes lobbying campaigns on behalf of the former Soviet Union.
Oh, shit. Well, geez. Are you telling me Donald Jr. or Schittler can't have a friend or two that's an ex-spy person for the Russians? They just can't be friends with those guys?
Akhmetshin has confirmed that he participated in this meeting between Trump and the lawyer Natalia Veselnitskaya.
Damn. Hey, Kate, give that guy a star.
Jared Kushner. Yes. And Paul fucking Manafort.
Paul fucking Manafort, baby.
These
are all scumbags.
Just days after this meeting, Akhmetshin hosted a screening of a Russian propaganda film.
Okay. Jeez.
The movie was an effort to undermine evidence that the Kremlin had authorized the imprisonment, torture, and eventual murder of a Russian lawyer and whistleblower named Sergei Magnitsky, whose death inspired the law here, the Magnitsky Act, which was the sanctions that they're trying to get taken away. So this guy, Akhmetshin, was like, I want you to watch my movie.
Oh, I love that.
And
yes.
The movie is all saying it's lies. He wasn't arrested by the Kremlin and tortured and murdered?
Jeez. What movie did they put together?
What are you snowflakes talking about?
Did they put together like a full-length feature of acting and shit?
It's a movie. I don't know about that. Probably. Maybe they they made it into a rom-com.
Oh, yeah. Some sort. You know who's in it? Paul Rudd. Because you know why? He's in every fucking movie. Paul Rudd does a fucking Russian accent.
Who's the karate guy?
What are you doing? Oh, Steven Seagal.
Steven Seagal. He's their new favorite American actor.
Paul Rudd, find romance.
He got a passport, right? Putin gave him a
Steven Seagal.
Putin gave Steven Seagal a Russian passport, I think.
Who? Hey, listen, Steven, if you want to start trading for our old washed up shitty action stars for different things. I mean, I might talk lifting those sanctions. Who else will you take? You're going to take Steven Seagal. Great. Take Paul Rudd. I'm tired of seeing his ass in movies. Who else do we want to get rid of? Schittler. Do you want Trump?
Yeah, take him. Trump Jr., of course, did not originally disclose this guy Akhmetshin's presence.
Why is Trump Jr. so fucking coy?
But it's all good, Ryan, because his new lawyer, Alan Futerfas.
Nine.
Futerfas.
Oh, it's spelled like it sounds. Okay.
Butterfass.
Butterface.
He wants everyone to know. Okay. Don Jr.'s new lawyer wants everyone to know that Don Jr. didn't know anything about this guy. That he's a U.S. citizen, Akhmetshin.
Yeah.
And that, quote, this is Don Jr.'s lawyer.
Great.
Akhmetshin told me specifically he was not working for the Russian government. And fact, laughed when I asked him that question. You think I work for Putin? You are funny, American.
God, is it true this guy won an Emmy for best Russian propaganda film?
So, nothing to see here. The Russians said it's cool, man.
Didn't Putin just tell Trump at the G20 that they didn't do anything?
This is what, I mean,
it's nuts.
Shitting on all of our intelligence services say, stay away from these guys, they're nefarious, but we're supposed to take the word of the nefarious guys.
Right.
I asked him twice.
This is...
I asked him twice, did you do it? And then I asked him another way. Did you see that? That's the transcript of of Trump. I think it was talking to Pat fucking Robertson or something like that. But Trump said, I asked him once, did you do it? And the first like 45 minutes or 20 minutes, it might have been the first 20 minutes, was all about this.
He's claiming, I raked Putin over the coals.
He's like, I asked him, did you do it? And he said, no.
Oh, is there a tape of it?
And then I asked Putin again in a different way.
I swear to you, he said that.
And sign language
I
or
asked
something?
Him in a different way. I was using some of my mental jujitsu on him.
Oh, yes.
And he again said, yet. So, you know, take it from there.
Hey, listen, Putin, send us the tape of the fucking conversation where this happened, because I know you recorded it. Probably had a fucking little camera in your lapel pin, or you at least recorded the fucking audio.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you believe that from Schindler?
Putin's like, Tillerson, move over a little. You're blocking camera.
Dude, you're in my eye line, dickhead. Who's that, Mitch?
No, it's Tillerson.
Oh, yeah. God, they all sound
I got to work on my
No, listen, it's not your fault. I'm just saying, no, we've got to work on our white guys that are in charge of shit, because they're all horrible bags of barely audible fucking shit garbage. They're shit garbage.
The court papers from the past.
Yes.
Said that something called International Mineral Resources, a Russian mining company, alleged that Akhmetshin orchestrated a cyber attack against them.
To tarnish
their public image.
Okay.
They described him in 2015 as, quote, a former Soviet military counterintelligence officer.
Oh, shit.
Someone
baby.
Else described him as being like, no one's better at negative propaganda than this guy.
This guy. Jeez.
Why is he there with Veselnitskaya?
Why are all these people in the room that we didn't know were in the room before that Don Jr. just forgot who the fuck was there?
Well, yeah, there's a lot to remember, Ryan.
Is he a stoner? Don, do you smoke weed? Switch to a sativa, dickhead, and wake up. Wake the fuck up. God damn. Yeah, we'd be better off. That's for fucking sure.
So there you go. He, Akhmetshin did say that he served in the Soviet military from 86 to 88, denied ever receiving any formal spy training. Excuse me, are you an undercover spy? Yes. Okay, thanks. Move along. That's what the Republicans are asking us to believe right now. They're asking us to believe Putin and all these Russian cum lords believe that these assholes they didn't do anything. Putin said he didn't do anything.
Yeah, we're supposed to take the word of these cum lord oligarchs over that of our intelligence agencies.
Right.
That's insulting. Is that not insulting to the FBI and the CIA and all those other ones?
Yeah. Hopefully insulting enough that they're going to investigate the fuck out of him.
Right.
The truth will win.
Listen, we can't let these cum lords from Russia go unchecked. We can't do it. These cum lords must be taking the task.
Which is probably the name of several gay porn.
Oh, yes. We are now being hashtagged. Hashtag
Return of the Cum Lords. Cum Lords 7.
To buy your copy of the Blu-ray Cum Lords Director's
Cut. I don't
think
you can buy porn on Amazon.
Go to crabdiving.com/Amazon.
I don't think you can buy porn on Amazon.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
well, exactly. go see if you...
Sex toys.
Yeah. Go buy yourself a...
Yeah, you can get a big dildo.
Right. A Benoit Ball Gatling gun.
I don't know if you shoot those out, do you? I mean, right. I think they're kind of made to stay up in there.
It's a free fucking country.
That would just be a... That would be like a rail gun.
Right.
Of some sort. You're shooting Benoit balls at people. That's not pleasant at all.
Can we use that quantum physics particle gun blaster to, like, say if I had Benoit balls and I wanted to put them on the particle gun blaster, could I then transport them to someone's asshole?
No.
It doesn't work like that.
No.
Okay. Make a note, Kate.
The That's the headline over at the HuffPo, is that now we're trying to figure out who this other guy was.
What cum lord am I supposed to trust?
And we know.
Yes.
Who this guy is, kind of. Right. So I'm sure, again, nothing to see here. Move along.
Move along. Move along. These aren't the droids you're looking for, dummy. Go fuck yourself.
Steve Doocy. I'm not going to play it because I just can't. But Steve Doocy on Fox Quote News.
Shit, man. No, you said Steve Doocy. I'm still.
Oh, you're still.
I'm Deuce chilling, baby. You still He's have a the, bag of garbage.
Have the skin crawls. Steve Doocy over at the Fox News and Friends. They were doing a.
Is he fucking married?
A story. Oh, sure.
Oh, my God.
Sure.
How do you do it?
I look at Ainsley's tits every day, and I talk about Gretchen and how great her ass looks in
Steve,
that.
Steve, no offense. I ain't asking you. I'm asking your fucking wife. How do you do it?
So they had on none other than Skeksis Barbie, Kellyanne Conway.
Oh, yes.
And I'm not going to subject our beloved listeners to the harpyish screeches of Kellyanne Conway defending every transgression.
Right. You are welcome.
But I'm going to read the transcript.
Yes.
But first, let's talk a little about the number one story on the other channels, and that's Russia, Russia, Russia.
God, yeah, dude, it is Russia, Russia,
the
Russia.
Number one story on all the other channels is Russia, Russia, Russia.
What do you want us to talk about? You know what I bet? Had this been Watergate, every story on the fucking news would be Watergate, Watergate, motherfucking Watergate. Right?
Well, I would think,
you know?
First, let's talk a little bit about the number one story on the other channels, and that's Russia, Russia, Russia.
There you go.
Can I make a point, Steve? Have you ever seen the movie All My President's Men? Not All My President's Men, All the President's Men. Have you seen that movie? You know what movie I'm talking about?
Yes, with, excellent movie.
Rain with... Man and the other guy?
Sure.
The cowboy?
Yeah.
Those guys, how many scenes?
Robert Redford.
Listen. How many fucking scenes do you remember in that movie where Robert Redford and Dustin Hoffman aren't fucking talking about Watergate? It's every scene. So, Steve.
I would hope that they would in a movie about Watergate. I might cut some superfluous dialogue from them.
Here, we're going to have them scissor, then sing a song. Maybe a song.
So he says, Russia, Russia, Russia. When it started, it looked like Don Jr. got this email. Ooh. He jumped at it. Ooh. He met with this woman. It yes. looks like collusion. As it turns out, the Russia story is starting to fall apart.
You know why that's evil? Because the idiots that watch that show are going to fucking believe it they're stupid as fuck shit.
As it turns out, the Russia story is starting to fall apart because it looks like she was just a lobbyist. She said so. I added that part. But that's where they're getting their info from. It looks like she's just a lobbyist because Russia's saying so. Yet, she don't work for us.
Oh, God, what has happened to the G-O-fucking-P? At some point, they turned to absolute burning fucking garbage. Just garbage.
Turns out she's just a lobbyist. She met with a whole bunch of members of Congress and the State Department officials, members of the press at Washington hoi polloi, trying to push this Russian adoption thing, right?
Did you make up hoi polloi?
I'm reading.
What the fuck does that
Ducey's
mean?
Words.
What is a hoi polloi? Is that a
highfalutin, the elite?
Well, it was people from the fucking administration, right?
She's met with, but at that point, they had the taint of Negro on them.
Oh, okay. But from the campaign, right? At least from Trump's campaign.
Well, yeah.
Well, that is an elite group of people.
Who's more elite than Goldman Sachs?
I don't know.
And it's funny how they push back on that one. It's like Trump says, well, I'm not going to hire somebody poor.
Yeah, what do I look like?
You want somebody
asshole?
Successful.
Oh, God. Hoi polloi.
Then Kellyanne Conway croaks out some shit. But that's the only point. That was the main point, was Doocy with his immediate dismissal, saying, "Oh, it's falling apart. Here we go. Here, yeah, Kellyanne.
Yeah. Yeah, let me throw your fucking bone.
Yeah, here's your fluff."
I mean, it's fucking bananas. It really is. Like,
it's criminal. It's criminal what Fox is doing. Just about. I mean, they're lying. They're propagandizing, and they're fleecing a large swath of morons who, or let's say, lazy at best.
Are we
of people who refuse to go outside their little Fox bubble for news, or the right wing bubble, and they refuse to accept what's going on here?
Are we supposed to believe that Trump doesn't have somebody at Fox he calls, or Rupert Murdoch, and say, "Hey, man, you got to give me some help on this shit, or else"?
He talks to Murdoch all the time, they've said.
God damn it! Why can't people put that together then? Why can't people just put it together and say, "Listen, I know, I get where
they were friends before, right? Why should they stop now?"
And I'm putting their racism aside. If you support Schittler, you're a racist. Suck my dick. Well, I don't give a fuck.
You're racist complicit.
Yeah, which means you're racist.
Enabler.
Okay, put that aside. Put that horrific character flaw aside if you can. Is it that they just want to believe that this bad shit is going on in their government?
Who are we talking
these
about?
These assholes that believe Fox News. Or are they just stupid?
It's all the above. It's confirmation bias. It's
what bias?
Confirmation bias, like, where you read something with the preconceived notion in mind. If
so, you're saying they can read.
A good example is this story that's flying out around now about this guy that Peter W. Smith, he was the one that was out there trying to get Hillary's emails.
Yes.
And then they interviewed him, was it the Post, maybe, interviewed him?
The Post.
And they found out, or the Journal, Wall Street Journal.
Yes.
And he was the one who said, "Look, I was in touch with Flynn."
Right.
To get... like, I was going to put Flynn in touch with these hacker dudes
to
get Hillary's email.
Oh, shit.
But then this Peter W. Smith turns up dead a little while later.
Oh,
and
fuck.
The Wall Street Journal said, you know, there was, as far as they knew, it was, he had had health issues and it was not anything untoward.
Okay.
Well, now the Wall Street Journal found out that they had... or a Tribune, the Tribune, Chicago, or maybe the Tribune found out, Chicago Tribune, yeah, found the death record, and they found out he'd committed suicide.
Oh, shit.
He was near the Mayo Clinic at a hotel. He left a note, but the note sounds odd.
Is it not spelled correctly?
At one point he says, I'm taking my own life due to a recent bad turn in health since January 2017.
Right.
And something about a life insurance of $5 million expiring. There is no foul play whatsoever.
How do they spell foul?
He's writing this. It's just odd.
Right.
But now both sides are jumping on. Here's an example of confirmation bias. Those on the on the right are screaming, "Oh my God, he was looking for Hillary's emails. She got him."
Well, yeah, of course. That makes sense if you're a loon.
Lefties are screaming, "Oh my God, he was tying Russia to Mike Flynn and said he was dealing with five different hacker groups, some of which they think are directly tied to the Russian government."
Okay.
Putin killed him.
Ooh, okay. Shit.
So that's what's going on right now,
right,
on various sides of the social media sphere regarding this Peter W. Smith suicide. You know, I don't know.
I will say this. It's more likely that put this aside, it's more likely Putin would kill somebody rather than Hillary Clinton.
Of the two,
I mean,
more radical theories at the moment, I would lean more towards the one where we seem to have precedent of people who oppose Putin showing up dead.
We have
as opposed to
unprecedented,
as opposed to Hillary
Right.
Who people just have died, but there's no there.
She has she been charged with any murders?
I think not.
Okay, so that's bullshit. I mean, it's more likely that Putin would kill somebody, but fuck, I don't know, man.
Then they're saying that it was who? This is the weirdest mode of killing yourself too. Nobody ever does it, which is actually not true.
How did he do it?
With helium and a bag over his head.
What do you call a party store and then get a?
Well, I would assume you'd say you're gonna have a bunch of balloons. It's not hard to get helium.
Okay, shit.
That's a way of doing it that is allegedly less.
How does that work?
Horrible.
What do you mean? You put a bag over your head and you just drown
you just
in helium?
Breathe in. Yeah, you basically drown in helium, and it's allegedly less heinous for you. A lot of these assisted suicide.
Does your voice go up in pitch?
That's one of the things. I read an article that was like, it said, it's horrific all around, and the thought of people's last dying gasps being in that stupid, weird, high Mickey Mouse voice.
I want to be a dentist.
Make it even sadder.
Right.
But hey, it is out there. It's not a, oh my God, kills themselves like this? Yeah. The people do kill themselves like that.
Right. And the guy had, you know, maybe he would research the way in which he'd want to do it that would be the least painful.
There you go.
Easiest.
There you go.
Fuck, I don't know. It's all horrible, dude. So fucking horrible.
But there's confirmation bias, right? This guy killed himself. Hold on a second. No, if you're a Trumpanzee, Hillary smothered him with her left labia. Well, sure, that's the one that kills everybody.
That's the retractable one, correct?
Yeah, it's good labia, bad labia.
Elasticity is the key.
The right labia is more loving.
Good labia, bad labia.
he was found with a bag tied over his head, attached to a helium source.
Oh, God. And he was near the Mayo Clinic, so he got some bad news, went to a hotel, and fucking killed himself. That's what it sounds like to me. Maybe Bill Clinton did it. Maybe Bill shimmied in through the air vent and Vince fostered him.
He was fervently anti-Hillary and fervently anti the Russian part. Also, Uncle Nipple's killing in part doesn't really make sense, too, because even a few days before his death.
Yes.
He had put out a blog post and he had done blog posts for a long time.
Right.
About there is no. Collusion. He was anti-collusion. He was trying to prove Hillary. He was on a Hillary witch hunt. He was actively trying to get the emails from Russian hackers.
So then the Clinton Foundation had him off. Send in Uma Abedin.
So the conspiracy theories are running rampant on both sides. So, but there's an example. Like
you know how they killed him?
Confirmation bias.
Anthony Weiner jacked off on Twitter. Killed him. I don't know why I said
the
I apologize to everybody involved with that fucking joke, especially the guy that killed himself. Oh fuck, how horrible is that? Helium man.
Over at the Drudge Report, let's see what they're not thinking.
Fuck you.
And I read this earlier, interesting. A picture I saw him trending and I thought, oh, maybe he's dead
on Twitter.
I thought maybe he's dead, and then it turns out, well, no. And then I didn't know how I felt about that. Yes. Jamie Dimon, the head of J.P. Morgan Chase, one of the poster children for shenaniganry.
God, Chase.
And one of the little babies that ran our economy.
This administration can make breakthroughs in taxes.
Ran it into the fucking ground.
Ran it into the ground. And
really fucked us in the in the third input, Pat.
He was speaking on a conference call, the company's earnings conference call.
Oh, geez. Now, how much fun is that one to be on?
And you just heard, you might have heard a little bit of it. That's, I think, what was starting to autoplay. Goddamn autoplay videos.
By the way, listen to the Hollywood Hick every day on the sevens and at midnight.
So Jamie Dimon blew up. At the dysfunction of Washington, D.C.
Oh, shit.
Said he's tired of listening to the stupid shit.
I agree, Jamie. God damn it. The stupid shit, man. Fuck this.
Well, but I think part of I concur, but yes. I think also part of his crying about the stupid shit is, I wish they were the Republicans were able to deregulate more.
No, okay.
I think that's where he's coming.
Oh, okay.
I don't think he's coming from a, oh my God, look at how dumb the administration is. Oh. I can't believe they're going to take health care again away from poor people.
So his
I don't believe
shit.
Jamie Dimon is concerned about health care and poor people.
So our shit is not the same. His stupid shit is not my stupid shit.
His stupid shit is you're not helping rich white people fast enough.
God, I just had a horrible thought. But if you were killing yourself that way and you like had second thoughts and you called 911, what do you do? You're like, oh my God.
Well, I assume you could take the bag off of your head.
But you would still have that high voice. No one would take you seriously if you called for it. Be like, I need help.
And if, you know, if this administration can make breakthroughs in taxes and infrastructure, regulatory reform, you know, we have become the most.
You hear that? Breakthrough in taxes, infrastructure, and regulatory reform, which means take away all the nasty laws from us so we can gamble money like crazy people and then ask for a bailout from the government. That's what the translation is.
You know, Pat, haven't we had problems regulating larger banks in the past, or am I just
I don't know if we played a clip of it, but I know I watched the video of Elizabeth Warren delivering a smackdown to one of these bankers who recently was at a Senate hearing saying, I think you should get rid of this this Glass-Steagall thing or this, I forget what it was. It was one of the Dodd-Frank or something like that. And
was she issuing a labial flap?
And she said, oh, that's really interesting.
Oh, okay.
Because in 2006 and seven, you before this committee said, oh, there's nothing to worry about. You guys should totally deregulate and trust us. And specifically, they were asked about the risk of these high risk mortgages, which is what brought us down, brought the world down. So these assholes gambling on high-risk mortgages with abandon and no oversight. So they put in oversight. That's what they were talking about at the time. And he was like, don't worry. We got it.
Oh, yeah, guys.
2 years later, global recession because of it. And then, please bail us out.
Right.
We lost all this money on these bad mortgages. Can you please help us, government?
And now am I to understand they want more deregulation?
Well, he came back recently and was like, I think we should really lessen these regulations. And she quoted him. She was like, you said a year before it crashed, don't worry, we got this. It's not going to crash.
Oh, my God.
So why should we help you now? We bailed you out.
Yeah, dickhead.
We bailed you out.
This is insane.
And Jamie Dimon, I think that's where he's coming from right now. Oh, well, I'm so mad that this Republican was elected, and he's taking so long. All this Russian bullshit is distracting us.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Get to the part where you bail me out again or deregulate my shit so I can fleece the fucking
country. We want to make zillions more.
Enough of this Putin crap. I want to get paid.
These people are foul.
These white guys want to get paid.
Now, we have become one of the most bureaucratic, confusing, litigious societies on the planet. It's almost an embarrassment being an American citizen traveling around the world and listening to the stupid shit we have to deal with in this country. And, you know, at one point, we all have to get our act together or we won't do what we're supposed to do for the average Americans. And unfortunately, people write about the thing like it's for corporations. It's not for corporations. Competitive taxes are important for business and business growth, which is
Oh,
my God.
He's squealing. Little fat cat piggy is squealing for trickle down.
You know, that's so fucked up.
No taxes will give us growth.
From a guy that's just been bailed out. I mean...
I don't know about... J.P. Morgan probably was.
But I will say this. The guy's like, I'm traveling all around the country.
And they're
and
laughing.
I'm embarrassed.
They're laughing. He's not embarrassed by Trump.
Yeah, and by the way...
By our horrible healthcare system.
Right.
Which, you know, did you see it came out recently that...
Yes.
We have the of civilized nations.
Yes.
Not only are we the only one that doesn't treat healthcare as a right and guarantee healthcare in some manner for all citizens. We're the only one.
We suck.
The cost of healthcare.
Yes.
Is higher here than anywhere else per capita.
Great.
And per our GDP.
That's perfect.
Corporate profits. Let's remind everyone.
What corporation could I suck off?
But Outcome of care is lower.
Oh, so we get less. We get less.
Our quality
in America,
of care,
you get less,
is like nowhere near the top, in like the top 30. We're like in the 20s.
What the fuck?
Of outcomes for healthcare.
What the fucking fuck, man? That's stupid.
Plus, in other countries, they've realized that it behooves them.
Yes.
To encourage people to go to the doctor.
Right.
And have checkups.
Yes.
And have nutrition counseling and have exercise counsel and all this stuff. So you can catch stuff before it happens or when it's really early. One of the worst problems in this country is if you don't have health insurance, you're like, well, that lump isn't too big.
Yeah, fuck
That's under my armpit. I'm just going to ignore it.
Put some Clearasil on it. Walk it off.
Right. And next thing, your stage one is stage four when you're coughing up part of your lung.
And now you're
And then
dead.
You show up at the, yeah, then you show up at the emergency room.
Yeah. That sucks.
Because rich cunt lords.
Yeah, absolutely.
Like Jamie Dimon.
Yeah, fuck
Want to make more money. And don't think that healthcare, that some tiny bit of their wealth should go to those that need it the most in this country.
And he's complaining that when I go on vacation, I just keep hearing about stupid shit on my trips. Oh, Jamie, I'm sorry that your fucking vacation to France was ruined.
I was on the islands and Pedro was delivering my Mai Tai and he was like, snicker, snicker, American, and all your silly regulations. Snicker, snicker.
You're ruining the vibe in my cabana, dick.
What a loathsome.
Oh, yeah.
Horrible creature. That's how we help the little people. You keep saying it's for corporations. No! No, it's for bankers. We're trying to fuck the corporations, too.
And you're on vacation. Shove it up your asshole.
It's not for corporations. Competitive taxes are important for business and business growth, which is important for jobs and wage growth. And you know, honestly, we should be ringing that alarm bell, every single one of you.
Fuck you, you cunt. Pay your taxes, you asshole.
Oh, yeah.
Show us where corporations are paying their fair share, you fuck.
Citations.
How many years has GE paid, like, negative? G fucking E has paid negative taxes.
That's General Electric, right? And they're a large company.
I think they're kind of bigly.
They sell everything that's electric.
And generals. Maybe that's where Trump got Flynn from.
Oh, yeah. Oh, from GE. He's that kind of general.
Craigslist.
Right. He is another cum lord. Craigslist. Did he really? Is that true? That's where he got some of his cabin?
I think it was
Craigslist DC. Hey, I'm looking for some people who, you know, any former generals or
grinder,
disgraced military officials. Anybody want to be on my fucking cabinet? Because Flynn was disgraced, right? He was fired by Obama for being shitty.
Because he's crazy and he's
nuts.
Was disagreeing with the president to the point of, I mean, you know, they said that the president welcomes all input.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yes.
But if you're out telling your troops that the president is a feckless pussy and shit like that.
Totally feckless.
I'm paraphrasing. But that's what Flynn was doing. He was out undermining the president.
Well, dude, you think about, like, where they want input from. I read this fucked up thing in Slate. I'm throwing it up on Facebook.com/crabdiving about how Betsy DeVos is looking into, like, writing, I don't know, some statement or laws about sexual assault
in
our school.
I've got that story coming up later,
That MRA thing. She's talking to an MRA activist wanting their input. I mean, why? A men's rights activist? I mean, what kind of fucking world are we living in?
What's the story? I don't have
that. That's it.
It's somewhere in here in the spreadsheet, but I got to look for it.
Yeah. I was just mentioning it because it was relevant in what you're saying, like where they're all getting their input from. I mean, it really is
too much in here. I'm trying
It really is fucking garbage, man. I mean,
Trump and Peter Smith.
Well, I mean, we can still get.
Oh, yeah, I'm just trying to find the story. There's a, but I have I literally have like 80 stories here, of which 20 of them are animals get pissed.
Oh, that's awesome. You don't have anything about quantum physics today?
I'll look for it. Well, I'm sure I'll run across it as we're going through other stuff here. But yeah, Betsy DeVos basically had a meeting and I think it was, she's taking the side of the rapists.
No, oh, that's lovely. Yeah.
Like, what about all the false accusations?
We got to worry about that.
What about all those whores that get drunk and don't officially say no?
Right.
But, I mean, that's kind of where I think it was coming from.
And on top of that, we're going to have guns in all the classrooms in case, you know, there's bears or some bullshit like that.
Did it already go up on Facebook or?
No, it's going up tomorrow, I think.
Okay, so it's in Hootsuite. So there you go. Jamie Dimon, cunt lord extraordinaire.
Oh, yes.
I'm sick of Washington's stupid shit. That's the headline over at Drudge Report.
Oh, Dimon yes.
calls out Washington's stupid shit.
How depressing, man.
They put a little asterisk over the eye so we don't want to offend any Drudge readers
with
a poo-poo word.
God, that's so fucking stupid. They're so sensitive. Don't offend their religious fucking sensibilities.
Well, how ridiculous.
Oh, it's so fucked up.
To type out a word and then just change one letter. Like, we don't know what you're saying. And somehow that makes less offensive to the little ridiculous snowflake that might read the actual word.
I don't know.
I've never understood
fucking
that.
Jesus people and all these Puritans, they have such a fucking, boner for their religion. You have to be so sensitive. Think about it. Chick-fil-A, they hate gay people for some reason. They think LGBT are less than other human beings. They don't give a fuck about them. So much so that they'll donate money to people that and candidates that sponsor anti-LGBT legislation. But because of some weird ass part in the Bible where they say Sunday is the Sabbath or whatever, they're not going to be open that whole fucking day.
No alcohol for you
on Sunday.
Also,
you got to be kidding me.
No Chick-fil-A for you.
What? Is that bizarre to you or what?
Yeah.
It's so fucked up.
Religion.
Oh, yeah.
It's all stupid. Kind of bizarre to me.
Welcome to Faithless Friday. Fuck you.
On Thursday, Education Secretary.
Hello.
Betsy DeVos.
We are totally fucked.
Who's
we are
totally qualified because she donated a lot of money to Trump's campaign.
Oh, yes.
And has for a lot of years been trying to stage a dominionist, radical Christian takeover of education.
Do you think she's ever read
a
book?
I'm not shitting.
Do you think she's ever read a book?
Outside the Bible?
Yeah.
Maybe.
Do you think Rick Perry's ever read a book?
Oh, God, no.
Jesus Christ. yeah.
Education Secretary Betsy DeVos carried on meeting with, this is an opinion piece, it says, carried on in the grand American tradition of treating rape survivors like garbage. Right. Blaming the victim. She met with, people, who are, where is it here? So far, three senators all have condemned this meeting. Senator Patty Murray is questioning DeVos's commitment to upholding civil rights. Senator Bob Casey says planning a meeting with a fringe men's group is a slap in the face to sexual assault survivors.
It's fucked up, man. I mean, like, why would they fucking do this?
They accused her of meeting with a fringe group that says false rape reports are part of a war against men.
Oh, my God. That's unreal, dude. What the fuck?
In her letter, Senator Murray took aim at comments made by Candace Jackson, acting head of the department's Office of Civil Rights, which investigates how schools comply with Title IX.
Yes.
Jackson told the New York Times that 90% of campus rape accusations fall into the category of we're both drunk, we broke up, and 6 months later I found myself under a Title IX investigation because she just decided that our last sleeping together was not quite right.
Oh my fucking God. You must be kidding me. Well, what the fuck kind of reality is she? What reality are we living?
This is who Betsy DeVos chose to head up the department, the Department of Education's Office of Civil Rights.
Oh,
a person
my
that said
fucking
that.
God. You gotta be kidding me.
Senator Murray wrote, I'm deeply disturbed by this message coming from the person you've selected to lead the OCR. At least it suggests a fundamental misunderstanding of campus sexual assault.
Yes.
and suggests that the OCR is not prepared to take accounts from survivors seriously. She said 90%. This person said 90%.
Oh, my God.
90%.
Citations. I mean, what? Where do you get that? What the fuck? This is nuts,
Candace,
man.
Jackson said that, yeah.
Oh, great.
On Thursday, DeVos held a series of meetings with various groups on how schools handle sexual violence, broken up into three 90-minute sessions. One featured groups representing rape victims, which is where you should stop.
Right. Right.
What other meeting needs there to be except with administration officials on how do we stop this?
You going to meet with the rapers?
And how do we make sure that these are handled correctly? Well, that's... yes. One featured groups representing rape victims. Another included groups that work with students accused of assault.
Hey.
And a third involves educational groups, attorneys, and lobbyists.
Right.
They're one of the groups... is called the National Coalition for Men.
Oh, my God. Why does that exist? Who wants to be in that coalition? Do you want to be in that, hang out with a bunch of fucking dudes?
Senator Bob Casey said including this person in the meetings was a slap in the face of victims of campus sexual assault.
Yeah, the National Coalition for Men. Isn't that America?
The coalition is a branch of the National Coalition for Men, which... referred to rape survivor advocates as anti-male.
Nah, you got to be kidding me. She's meeting with these people. They get a seat at the fucking table. You must be shitting me.
On their website, we are dedicated to bringing... Oh, let me say this the way it should be. We're dedicated to bringing attention to the very real and damaging war on men that's being waged in classrooms, in the media, in our courts, on college campuses, in the workplace, even in places of worship.
Ah, God.
Oh, men are being treated so badly.
I feel like I'm listening to 1,000 Tucker Carlsons.
Right.
That's who this is, right?
So, I haven't heard anything of how the meetings went, but DeVos being soundly pilloried.
Yes.
And even to the point where some senators are questioning.
What the fuck?
What's going on over there?
God, this is nuts.
That was the headline over at the Drudge Report was that Jamie Dimon.
Right.
So there you go. Those are your headlines.
Fuck you.
Ladies and germs on this lovely faithless Friday. We already got almost an hour gone. God damn it. I got so much to cover here.
Oh shit.
Do you want a large block of when animals get pissed or do you want, little spurts of when animals get pissed?
I'll take a block.
A block of when animals get pissed?
I don't know. I like both. I like a big spurt and I like a big block. Give me a block.
We got a lot to get to. Where is my when animals get pissed drop?
Oh shit.
Hold on. Well, this is not it, but listen to this while I look.
I'm a pioneer. I'm an explorer. Thank you. I'm a human, and I'm coming.
We know. Jeez.
When animals get pissed.
I mean, do any of these involve any type of chimera or no?
No chimera.
Damn it.
If you were to see them with the bull face and the gills. Yes.
Kevin Costner was a chimera in Waterworld. He grew that little vagina on his neck. Remember, he could breathe through it.
Kind of fun. Dateline, Florida, Ryan.
Oh, shit. Great.
One of 25 hunters employed by the South Florida Water Management District.
Oh, God.
This man's job.
Yes.
Is to catch... giant snakes.
Right. Pythons.
That are not indigenous to the Everglades.
I am anti-death penalty. Unless,
specifically Burmese pythons.
Right. Unless you got a Burmese python in your fucking aquarium feeding it mice, let's fry you. Honestly. I hate you. What happened? Why do you need a pet snake? What's wrong with you?
A Florida python hunter has bagged a 14-foot,
yes,
62-pound,
yes,
female,
okay,
carrying 73 eggs at the time,
blech,
of her catcher. This guy's name is awesome. Dusty Crumb.
Oh, God.
The snake hunter in South Florida.
Dusty, I gotta say thank you so much. You should be awarded a medal because you fucking, for all I know, one of those pythons could have slithered up here into my fucking yard. You saved my fucking life. You saved Kate's life.
Dusty Crumb is one of 25 hunters that are employed by the that management district.
Hire more of these fucking hunters. Let's hire more.
The snake with the 73 eggs was one of five they caught on Monday.
So all those snakes probably had babies, right? Who are these snakes fucking?
Dusty said, the problem is the reproduction rate on these Burmese pythons. The big snake had 73 eggs in it. It's explosive to the population, so we need to take out as many as we can because they're harming all our native animals. They're eliminating food sources for the, yes, native predators.
Yes, I get it. All of a sudden, if there's 73 fucking Burmese python in an area where there weren't, it's going to make an impact on the motherfucking environment. I want to blow my brains out. I don't want to live where it's... I can't handle living with snakes. Fuck this shit.
Dusty Crumb, it says here at the bottom, previously made headlines in May when he was filmed capturing a 17-foot python with his bare hands.
Dusty, thank you so much. You got to find these snakes. You got to get rid of them. We got to get these fucking snakes. We got to keep these snakes.
Oh, my God. The district pays the hunters the state minimum wage of $8.10 an hour, plus $40 for each snake up to 4 feet, and an additional $25 for each foot beyond that.
Bill Gates, George Soros, if you're listening, get out your wallet.
So this one was 14 foot, which means Dusty got $25 for each foot above four, so he got 10. So he got $250 extra bucks plus $40. So he got $290
plus minimum
plus
wage.
Plus his hourly.
That's not enough, dude. If you told me, hey, dude, I need you to go take that. You see that 17-foot snake?
Well, but this is what Dusty grabbed one with his hands, man. I don't think the snake scares him.
How does he? He must be Chimera. Because a 17-foot snake. How much would you charge to go wrangle a 17-foot snake?
What kind of snake? Like a
what
like
kind
like
of
that?
Snake? A 17-foot one. What do you mean, what kind?
Well, but...
Oh, my God.
But...
Who cares?
If they're not... I mean, yeah, they're big and nasty.
17
but if
feet
they're not,
a snake.
If they're not venomous...
Who cares,
you might,
dude,
have a shot.
Python's not venomous. They strangle,
right,
you to death.
Well, right, yeah, they gotta get you first.
Venomous. Fuck. That's what they do.
Well, you're
they
not gonna
gotta
like
get this, you first.
You're really not gonna like this next
That's
story.
17 foot of muscle, baby. They're gonna get you if they want to.
You may not appreciate this next story, then.
Right? We live on the terms.
Well, here,
of these
California,
Burmese pythons.
California,
rattlesnakes. Fuck that state. Fuck it.
Palmdale, California.
Rattlesnakes up the asshole. I guarantee you.
The resident of Palmdale's Royal Palm Apartments.
Ooh.
I'm sure they're lovely.
Oh yes. Oh my God.
Palmdale's a lovely,
yes,
little city.
What's the market price for meth there?
That's pretty, yeah. Put it this way. The, yes, only place I could have afforded to move outside
Palmdale
was Palmdale, the closest to even remotely think. And even then, it wasn't inexpensive.
Now you got rattlesnakes everywhere. I know, this is about rattlesnakes. I have no fucking doubt.
A California man was filling up the bathtub at his family's apartment.
Oh, my God. He came out of the fucking faucet.
Reached into the water to pull out what he thought was a rag.
Oh, my God!
Turned out to be a snake.
Oh, did he get bit? Was he bitten? Did it strike him?
He wasn't wearing his glasses. His vision's a little blurry. He reached in the water and realized it was a swimming snake.
Fuck you, God! If you exist... Fuck you.
They called animal control and they came and got the snake and put it in a bucket.
Hello.
It's a pretty big snake.
Let me see it. I want to see this fucking thing.
Family in Palmdale finds snake in bathtub. It's, you know, probably 4 or 5 feet long, it looks like. as they're putting it into the tub.
The thing is, I see that happens to me in the bathtub. I don't get bit by the snake. You know how I die? I ran, I sprint into a wall, and I break my spine somehow.
You leap up into the ceiling.
No, I leap out.
Snap
the window.
Your neck. Jump so high.
I'm not kidding. I don't care what floor I'm on. If I see that, I'm gonna take a diver out the window. Fuck that. I'm gonna shit my pants too. That's horrible. Dude, you're not even expecting it, and you're in your house.
Okay, I'm going to do one more story, and then we'll save some more when animals get pissed for Monday. Don't forget, we're on 2 to 4 p.m. Pacific every goddamn weekday.
I hate these people.
5 to 7 Eastern.
If you have a snake for a pet, quit listening to my show.
You
can't listen to Crab Diving. No more.
Funny you should mention that. You're not going to like this story.
Oh, you're not going to like it. This is, Quit listening to this podcast if you have snakes as pets. Yeah. You don't deserve it because you're garbage.
Now on Ryan Watch, he's not going to like it.
Oh, my God. They always get loose. They always get loose.
Thousand Oaks, California, Ryan. Oh, not far from...
Fucking rattlesnakes.
Where we used to live.
Shit. Horrible. Just horrible.
A neighbor alerted authorities to their neighbor.
Oh, yeah.
After a cobra escaped the house.
Oh, we touched on this earlier this week, I believe.
And was found slithering across the property of the adjacent house.
A cobra.
The neighbor ran over this. This is a new one. This is within a week. Yeah, this is a week ago.
Another one.
The neighbor ran over the snake with his car. This one didn't go well for the cobra. The neighbor was like, oh my God, there's a cobra in my driveway.
No.
And he ran it over.
Fucking God. Run that fucking thing over.
This was the second time a venomous snake had escaped and entered someone else's property from that house.
Oh my God. But I can't even begin to express the rage I would feel for my fucking neighbor.
According to the Los Angeles Times here, the same property allowed an albino monocled cobra to escape in 2014.
Oh yeah.
That was the cobra in Thousand Oaks in 2014.
What this the house. Fuck? That's the worst neighbor I've ever heard of.
It took 4 days to find the snake, during which time it became somewhat of a celebrity.
God.
The snake was eventually captured and they put it on display at the San Diego Zoo.
I'd rather live next to Manson.
Well, now animal control officers have served a search warrant on this house.
Yes.
And found lots, let's call them shit tons, of venomous snakes, deadly reptiles.
Right. Okay.
And alligators in the pool.
Okay, we're calling it an airstrike. You know what I mean? Paint the target. Paint that fucking target.
The owner of the house does have a permit.
Oh, fuck this. Fuck our government.
They said that they were not being held in the manner that they are supposed to.
Yeah, you know what? If I'm in charge and you come to the wherever the government shit is and say, I want a permit to own a snake, I'm saying you're being detained. Congratulations. Off to a camp. Something wrong with you. You need to be fixed and reeducated.
L.A. County Control, Department of Animal Care and Control said it appears that despite the multiple levels of permits, approvals, and periodic inspections required.
Somebody inspected this!
The permit holder was housing deadly venomous snakes in an unauthorized, densely populated residential neighborhood and in such a manner that they posed substantial risk to public safety.
Man, hey, listen. I live in a subdivision. I live under the expectation that a motherfucker doesn't have a crocodile in a hot tub. That's the world I want to live in. You know what I mean?
Officers,
I got my pool full of alligators. Eat my dick.
Officers found reptiles,
shit,
poisonous snakes,
ooh,
and a pool of 8 alligators.
Can't really swim in that, really. I mean, you can.
The snakes were removed and placed in bins. The reptiles were placed in aerated containers. There's a picture from the Instagram.
Oh, God.
It looks like dozens of these plastic containers that are labeled.
God damn, these fucking people with these fucking snakes. Why did this guy do this? What did he get out of it? Is this what he enjoyed doing?
Yeah, I don't know.
What kind of... What
it's
is
just
this?
In a house in fucking Thousand Oaks, like some regular suburb.
You know, man, when you find yourself saying, oh, look, on Amazon, it's 12,000 rattlesnakes. I can get them a good deal, you know. Buy some Prozac. Eat some Prozac. No, have a drink. Smoke some marijuana.
I don't think you can buy poisonous snakes on
Amazon. Wherever you get them. Just instead of buying a snake, buy some drugs.
Because those snake preachers, show, remember? That guy got in trouble for bringing them across state lines.
That's different. That's about people being so dumb and reading comprehension, because the only reason they wave snakes around is because this understanding is some bullshit verse in the Bible, right? Now, that's just stupidity. This guy in California, somebody needs to lobotomize the motherfucker. If you think, imagine if you didn't, dickhead, if you didn't have eight fucking alligators in your pool, dickhead, you'd be able to do what in your pool? You could swim in it. You could enjoy it. You can't do that now because your pool is full of fucking shit.
Depending on what you consider enjoyment, maybe a little thrill.
Oh, yeah. Jeez, what a perv. No, I don't mean to judge. God damn. Thunderbolts rage in hell and all kinds of evil powers. I rain down those upon all these snake owners because you're just fucking the world up. You're fucking it up.
So there's a little bit of when animals get pissed.
You know, the other day I was looking at Florida and I was like, you know what it needs? It needs an explosive burst of Burmese pythons just everywhere. Wouldn't that make it better?
Right. And monkeys.
Oh, God, dude. I forgot about that. No monkeys. It ripped off some chick's face up in Connecticut. Okay.
That's from what, Tarzan, was it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Tarzan movie,
Florida,
in the 30s.
The fuck it is. Clear view. Go fuck yourself. Little monkey. Oh, look at that cute little monkey. Ripped my nose off. Michael Jackson on a bad day.
Oh my God, Alabama.
A 17-foot snake. That means there's lots of 17-foot pythons out here.
Yes.
And I'm supposed to feel okay walking around in my, I want to walk around in my yard barefoot. But now I feel like I got it. Now I don't even want to go outside. I don't really want to go outside, and I don't want to go in the water after that flesh-eating bullshit's floating around in the Gulf either.
Well, there's not a lot of flesh.
Kate, order me a fucking bubble
around
off Amazon. Go get a bubble.
Get one of those giant hamster bubbles. You can run around on the surface of the water.
Well, that's great. Right? The thing starts deflating. I'm stuck in it and I drown.
Thanks for joining us this Faithless Friday, ladies and gentlemen.
No
and
faith.
Others.
No faith in humanity. You're going to go buy a Burmese python for a pet. And these assholes just release it, right? Because it gets too fucking big.
Yes, frequently.
Man, fuck you. God fucking damn it. That pisses me off.
Good news?
What? What's good? I got a backyard full of Burmese pythons.
But again, it's good news in the age of Trump and Republican rule.
Yes.
Which means a major horrible disaster slightly averted is the best we can hope for.
Oh, yes.
Or postponed. Right. Until sane adults can take over again.
Fuck you.
Well, this time, 46 Republicans in the House of Lunatics.
God. What do they do all day in there? Fucking sit around in their underwear, play with each other?
And all of the Democrats.
Do you think Mitch the Bitch, do you think his nipples are pierced or not?
Gross. No.
Tug on it.
Voted on an amendment to the National Defense Authorization Act. You know, this drives me crazy because this is where they start slapping unrelated amendments onto shit. I just don't.
Fuck that shit. Is that pork?
Yeah.
Quit porkiness.
The 46 Republicans, including almost all of the GOP members of something called the House Climate Solutions Caucus.
No, that sounds so terrifying.
But it's not.
Yes.
It's actually, it's a caucus, so it's not like an official committee. You know what I mean? Like the people, whatever party is in charge gets to set actual committees and
stuff. Oh, okay, okay.
This is a caucus. This is a volunteer group.
Oh,
That's nice. And they've got a rule.
Right.
They call it the Noah's Ark approach, which means a new member can only join if another member of the opposite party is joining at the same time. So they have to keep it bipartisan.
Right. Bye.
And these are some of the more sane Republicans who actually believe in climate change and that man might be doing something about it.
Hey, no, the next time you do the ARC thing, no pythons.
The, 46 of these guys joined the Democrats.
Yes.
To defeat an amendment that would have prevented the Department of Defense from analyzing and addressing climate change. So they were there. Some asshole.
God.
Let's call him Representative Scott Perry.
Jesus.
Of Pennsylvania.
Who
introduced an amendment that would have blocked a current version of the NDAA, the National Defense Authorization Act,
okay,
that required a study,
yes,
into the 20-year impacts of climate change on the military. So somewhere at one point, the NDAA, they included an amendment that said, hey, the military should look into what climate change is going to do to it. Makes sense, one would think.
Yes, Pat, it does.
This asshole, Representative Scott Perry, was like, get that out of there. We don't want them looking into climate change.
But wouldn't that make our troops safer? You know what I mean? I don't know.
Yes.
God, Perry, you're a dick. What the fuck? You know, that doesn't even make any sense.
Well, the House voted. The amendment also would have removed language from the NDAA recognizing climate change as a, quote, direct threat to the national security of the United States. Take that out of there.
Oh, yeah. I mean, if Boston goes underwater, which it could, you know, at some point, parts of Florida, if you're underwater, that's a threat to your existence, your security. Come on, grow up, dickhead.
The House voted 185 to 234, so let's note 185 Republicans thought, yes,
so stupid,
take out that direct threat language, and right. No Democrat voted to support it.
Is this
of this House Climate Solutions Caucus? Only,
yes,
one of the Republican members,
right,
voted for the amendment. One asshole.
Kick him out.
Peter King of New York.
Oh, God. Kick him out. Get out of here, dickhead. Go find your own caucus. Fuck yourself.
The other 22 Republican members of the caucus, including Sparky Issa, remember him?
Sparky.
Representative Daryl Issa of California.
Sparky.
Who has a 4% lifetime score from the League of Conservation Voters.
No, God. That's
4%.
Low. Gee, that's really low, Pat.
Wow. He's viewed by many climate activists as a longtime climate science denier. He voted against it, even.
Jesus Christ. He voted against it. But yeah, our military, they want to know, like, what global warming is going to do to their bullshit. I imagine. It's not crazy. I mean, they work in the water, which is part of our fucking environment, dickheads.
Representative Ted Deutsch from Florida, a Democrat.
Oh, yes.
Co-chairman of the Climate Caucus described the vote as proof that there is a bipartisan majority in Congress,
yes,
of members who understand that climate change is a real threat to our communities, our economy,
yes,
and our military readiness. I hope my House colleagues were watching closely.
Right.
Denying climate change is no longer a winning strategy.
Dude's
so
from Florida.
To those other 185 assholes.
Fuck you. Hey, Deutsch, by the way, figure out what's up with these Burmese pythons. Quit this.
I mean, it's by definition bad leadership.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
And evil leadership to give up your constituents for Exxon. And for BP and for all of the nefarious fossil fuel dicks who are the only ones pushing that climate change, there's nothing we can do about it. Might be getting a little hotter. They're finally admitting that. Maybe. Maybe. Might be getting a little hotter.
Look at the news, asshole. But you know
but
what I
there's
mean?
Nothing we can do about it.
God.
What about all that money we're going to make?
Hey, the permafrost is disappearing, dickheads, which means there's going to be more water on the planet. Where do you think the water goes? Where do you think it goes?
So a rare kudos to
fucking
House of Representatives.
Fuck you.
And a few untotally insane Republicans.
I mean, shit, man. That's good news, though.
For now.
Right.
The bad news is that amendment was even thought of and put in there, and that 184 of the other assholes jumped on with the asshole that wrote it.
So where does that come from? Where do you think that came from? The Koch brothers?
Probably. They're coal guys, right?
Yeah, yeah. Jeez.
The Cokes, the oil companies.
But isn't this climate change shit just something cooked up by George Soros and his evil ass minions?
Because people are making tons of money.
Oh, yeah.
Off of the renewable, clean energy.
Yeah, all these people are making shit tons of money advocating that, hey, we got to do something about the environment. We need to pay attention to climate change. Those guys are rolling in dough,
right? I've never understood the alleged reasoning. What's the motivation behind 97% of climate scientists saying, yeah, it's global warming and we got to do something about it because we're helping fuck it up? So,
well, I mean, I have a theory. Maybe if you live in Florida and you're an official, maybe it's easier to govern a place if they don't know that in 80 years, this shit could all be underwater. Maybe it's easier to deal with the population. Yeah, you know, well,
especially if you and your buddies are making money off.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that's going to upset the apple cart. The apple cart.
Yeah.
Full of fucking pythons.
It's Faithless Friday, everybody. We can, I got a couple of, stories here.
Yes.
We've got in the endless.
How is religion making font, the planet better?
In the endless font of Christians getting caught diddling stories. Ooh, we can toss
Jesus
another one
Christ.
Here in Florida.
Perfect.
Florida authorities have arrested a former youth pastor.
Yay. Oh, okay. Oh, God.
A co-worker found thousands of sexually oriented pictures and videos of young girls on the pastor's laptop, including some secretly filmed in his own bathroom.
Oh, my fucking, in his youth pastor bathroom?
36-year-old Chad Robeson was the music director.
Oh, God.
At Seven River Presbyterian.
Fuck you.
I'm going to look up where this is. Lecanto.
Oh, shit, dude.
Florida.
Lecanto. That's code for watch out for the python. I guarantee that's in the middle of nowhere. There's shit tons of pythons and snakes and all. And child molesters. God, what a horrible area. When this music director tells you where the diaphragm is,
it's between Tampa and Ocala, kind of in the middle.
Well, Pat, I've checked my sources, and that's a total shithole. There's nothing but pythons and alligators and bullshit and diddlers there.
Lecanto is an unincorporated community,
right?
The census puts it at about 5,800 people.
Okay. This is a metropolis.
He was charged with 3 counts of lewd and lascivious exhibition with a victim less than 16 years of age, 1 count of knowingly promoting sexual performance by a child, and 3 counts of video voyeurism.
What the fuck?
On his, the sheriff there in Citrus County. I'm sure he's a wonderful human being.
Citrus!
On his personal laptop, we have more than 3,000 videos. Oh my God.
Jesus.
And 350,000 photographs. What the hell do you do with 350,000? How much you're jerking off?
Well, you know, I just got a laptop on Amazon and I was just thinking, God, how much memory does that guy have? I mean, he must have a lot of memory. How do you store 33,000 videos?
And 350,000
videos? I'm serious. Maybe he has it in the cloud or something.
Our detectives have combed through.
Oh, God.
This is a textbook case of an online sexual predator, the sheriff said.
What a creep.
He engaged with younger girls in video chat rooms, encouraging them to expose themselves while he recorded the encounters.
Oh, God.
Allegedly, he amassed hundreds of thousands of images of young girls, some engaging in sexual acts.
Yeah. God. This creep living in the woods in the middle of fucking Florida. God, you're every stereotype, you fucking asshole.
There you go, a youth pastor.
Hey, man.
What is that? He'll go to jail, he'll get out, and they'll come back and hire him again, like that one place, remember?
Why not? Oh, yeah. Sure. Hey, he
confessed to the Lord. Oh, and then he rediddled and got thrown back in jail, and people were like, whoa.
Dummies.
Yeah. You're just so stupid. I don't know. Boy. Gee, Pat, that really didn't answer my question. How is religion making our planet better?
A coworker, it says, was planning on playing a joke on his computer.
Uh-oh.
And allegedly discovered a mountain of child porn.
Oh, shit. The guy's like, holy fuck. God.
It's probably like, I'm going to change his screensaver. Yuck. Yeah. Oh, geez.
Holy shit. Well, good for this guy. That's good, you know, that he fucking called the police. You know, a lot of times in churches and shit, when you find...
Well, they report it to the pastor or something.
Yeah, and then the pastor, quote-unquote, handles it.
This is at his job, I think.
Oh, okay. Well, whoever did the right thing.
He was a youth pastor on the side.
Oh, shit.
Of course. Spreading Jesus.
Yeah.
Spread for Jesus.
Yeah, please stop it, you know.
I've got a story here. Yes. This is, we talk about this all the time, and it's just getting even crazier in Kentucky.
Fuck you!
Where the answers in Genesis.
Eat my dick.
Has created a giant, allegedly scale model.
Right.
Of Noah's Ark.
That thing's still around.
Subsidized with, I believe it was $18 million dollars in taxpayer dough.
They have raptors in that ark. Is that correct?
I think so.
How were they stored back in the day? Because did you see Jurassic Park? Remember that movie starring Jeff Goldblum and
Laura, a couple of them.
Lenny, I think, and some other fuckers. The guy from Seinfeld. Hilarious. Listen. They had all these like special cages for these raptors that were electrified, like big concrete walls and shit. Still, these raptors, they persisted. They got out of the fucking thing.
Yes.
How the fuck did Noah? Yes. How the fuck did Noah keep these motherfucking raptors corralled in a wooden fucking boat?
Well, I don't think they got a ride. That's how we got rid of all the dinosaurs, right? Well,
okay. Then why are they included in the boat in this exhibit?
No, I think they're included in what it was like before the flood.
Oh, okay.
When man was tossing frisbees to their pet triceratops. Like, or ring toss with your pet triceratops.
Hey, when a brontosaurus wants a treat, give that fucker a treat. Roll over.
They think
it was Fred Flintstone land, don't they? These stupid idiots.
So the city of Williamstown, Kentucky, who got fleeced by Ken Ham and his Christo loonies,
suck my dick,
into thinking that it was just going to be an endless river of Christians coming to their town, and their town was going to explode from all the additional tourism that the Ark Encounter was going to bring.
But there is a wire slide, is there not?
And, you know.
And a petting zoo, right?
It ain't been happening, allegedly.
You telling me he can't make money with a petting zoo and a wire slide in an area where there's probably nothing to fucking do anyway?
So, the city is starting to lose money because they do have kind of more tourists and stuff. Not enough, though, to pay for itself. But they have needed like another fire truck or two. And, you know, there are expenses. So the city passed a safety fee for businesses.
Oh, shit, Ken.
To make the city a safer place for tourists. The city, or the fee gets is 50 cents a ticket.
Yeah.
On all admission-based businesses.
Oh, bam, so, baby.
Restaurants, stores, they don't have to.
They're excused
it's
from
only
this shit.
If you charge admission.
It's just for this cum lord, this Ken Ham's boat.
So with the Ark Encounter getting an estimated, this is way too many. Ken Ham was, I think, estimating this monthly.
Right.
But they're estimating $1.4 million over a year.
For the Ark.
It's way too much. That do the maths, that's about $700,000 then if you're talking about 50 cents a ticket.
But you're not including profits from funnel cakes.
A couple of weeks ago, it was discovered that Answers in Genesis
is trying to weasel out of paying this fee.
Okay.
Because they're religious. Even though.
Oh, fuck you.
During their approval process.
Yes.
They argued and filed papers as a limited liability company. They're not a non-for-profit religious entity. They're a for-profit business.
Yeah, but
so they're not exempt from taxes.
Right.
They're saying we are. Even though we're for-profit, we're exempt. We should be exempt from taxes because we're religious. What is that saying? How terrifying is that?
That's just totally fucked up. I mean, that's so opportunistic. Can't people see through that? I guess not, you know. You know, the only thing I think to do with this Ken Ham, the art fucking bullshit, they got to find a
way. Gay porn studio.
Well, this is serious. I'm being serious, okay? They got to sell this to Medieval Times.
But it already is.
No, I mean, but they got to do it like Medieval Times. See, Medieval Times, I've actually never been, but I've heard, you know, they got a whole thing. There's a joust.
It's fun.
Have you ever been?
Sure.
You have?
Yes.
You get a turkey leg, right?
Yeah, and stew and shit with okay. To eat with bread.
That's great. Do you think at this Ken Ham, what kind of refreshments? Do they have any turkey legs or?
I don't know.
Ham bones?
Maybe the thigh of Christ, maybe?
Oh, yes. Do you get a...
Oh, that's the Catholics. I apologize.
Thigh of Christ. I want a horn of mead and a thigh of Christ and a funnel cake, you bitch. Thigh of Christ.
The Williamstown City Council proposed the fee. Ken Ham's team says, well, we're not going to pay it.
Oh, yeah?
And the city officials responded and said, you have to. You're a for-profit attraction.
Yeah, dick.
The letter they sent says, none of us can pick or choose the obligations we wish to obey that benefit us or deny these obligations that may impose a small burden to benefit the greater good. In the end, it is the price we pay to live and enjoy a civilized and moral society. Ark Encounter is a for-profit, limited liability company entity that allowed or permitted it to be eligible for various development incentives that would not have been available with a nonprofit statement.
Right. And also
status.
Yeah. You built a big boat in the middle of where we live and it's, you know, you're not making us any fucking money, right?
The Answers in Genesis co-founder Mark Loy said the Ark Encounter official still feels should be exempt.
Yeah.
Since the attraction is generally recognized as a religious establishment.
Yeah, Pat, but what if he calls up Jesus and he smites everybody down with cancer or AIDS or just balefire, just laser bolts of shit storms?
It's these fucking assholes. I mean, we want to make profit, but we want all the benefits of a nonprofit because Jesus, we deserve that.
You know what? Nobody wants to come to your fucking ark.
That's
right?
One of the problems, yeah.
Nobody wants to come. You built a shitty ass
fraud
theme park.
Fraud.
But yes, I agree. But they didn't think about what makes a good theme park. Rides, food, entertainment. You can shove the Jesus shit up your ass. Call people at Dollywood. Ask them what's up.
And this Williamstown's anus is still bloody.
Oh, yes?
From what they've done. Ark Encounter, they gave Ark Encounter a $62 million interest-free loan.
Oh, shit.
They gave them a 75% break in property taxes for the next 30 years.
Look at that anus.
They were promised jobs galore, only to be told later the jobs were only available to other fundamentalist Christians.
Oh, yes.
Which I still don't understand how they got away. Oh, I know how they got away with it. They have Christianist, evil, dominionist, un-American judges.
Right.
Ensconced in some of these places who said, no. It's they can hire. They can say you have to be a Christian to work here.
Well, you know, are you kind of shocked in a way that these guys, someone would even say that you have, that would slap them with this 50 cent per ticket tax? I mean, I'm kind of shocked. Like, you know what I mean?
Well, the town's getting fucked.
Yeah. Listen, maybe that's where everybody's religion ends. We need to get paid, stupid.
Yeah, the town's out all this money and nothing's coming back.
Nobody's going to this fucking ark.
Right.
They got a boat in the middle of nowhere on a bunch of land.
Not enough R.
That doesn't float.
Enough R to cause a burden on the city that they have to up their infrastructure a little bit. And to offset it, instead of all these jobs and economy and all the taxes that were supposed to roll in that ain't rolling in, they're like, okay, we're going to put a 50 cent. We got to pay for these the extra fire department, the extra police.
Well, you're
the extra diddling investigations.
They, you know what? They need to make it a turn the Ark into a BDSM sex dungeon. And I guarantee you, in Kentucky, they'll make shit tons of money.
Right. So over here at Pathos, it says, in short, taxpayers of Kentucky and in Williamstown specifically gave gift after gift to Answers in Genesis to help them build their monument to misinformation. And Ken Ham is thanking them with a potential lawsuit so his companies don't have to chip in their fair share for fire trucks and police cars.
You know, Ken, just pay it. Just skip to the part where you pay it, don't you think? Do you think he's going to win this?
They probably don't have it.
Oh, yeah. They're not making any fucking money,
man. Who knows where
man?
That money's going?
Yeah. This is bullshit. We're getting fucked, baby. Fucked by Ken Ham.
And
talk
about
disgusting piece of human garbage.
Talk about Christian privilege. We've decided we're going to, if you're going to make us be for profit, well, we still want all the benefits of being nonprofit because Jesus.
Yeah, I'm special. I believe in this guy in the sky. I need special treatment. Meanwhile, the funny thing is global warming kicks in, all those sea levels start rising. The first thing to sink is going to be that shitty fake boat. It doesn't even fucking do anything. It doesn't even do what a boat should do. It doesn't even float, probably.
Good Stupid. News?
Oh, yes.
Again, it's good news in Republican slash, we'd love to turn this country into the Handmaid's Tale America.
Oh, God.
Right now.
Hey, mother.
So this is an issue that shouldn't have been an issue.
Yes.
But right now, the right wins. The right side wins, I mean.
Okay.
This is... inexplicably, we covered this before, that a three-judge panel on the Fourth Circuit of Court of Appeals...
Fuck you.
...had decided that one of these asshole county boards or something that was like, fuck you, we're only going to... pray to Jesus before our meetings.
Hey.
They were taken to court, and a three-judge panel, 2-1, said, "Oh, they can pray to Jesus if they want."
Oh my God!
Horrible.
That's we're in the Middle Ages.
But fortunately, the plaintiffs, appealed to the full circuit court. You know how it works. You get three.
Right.
And then if you don't like how they do it, then it opens it up to the entire panel of 12, 20 judges. I don't know how many judges there are, but then the whole panel has to rule on it.
We're going full circuit, baby.
Well, now the full circuit has overturned the 2-1 ruling by a three-judge panel.
Oh, okay.
Began in 2012 when the ACLU of North Carolina warned the commissioners of Rowan County Board in North Carolina that their Christian-only invocations are unconstitutional.
I want to invoke Harry Potter. What about that, dickheads?
And you know, fuck the Supreme Court for that that horrible decision they had.
Oh yes.
Not that long ago that opened this crap up to it.
Ooh.
But they said it's got to be equal.
Oh yeah,
they're saying basically they said we don't have any problem with invocations, but it's got to be open to everybody. And we've done story after story after story, including here in Pensacola,
right?
Of a county board, a city board, a school board of Christian extremist fucks. Who say, we don't care. We're not going to allow anybody else.
Right.
Because Jesus.
And that's fucking bullshit. I mean, really, if you need to
pray. And they're losing, though.
Before a meeting, just do it in your
car. Get rid of it. We're just,
who cares?
Have a little prayer circle jerk in the hallway outside. We don't care. But once the official government business starts, I don't want to hear your magic.
I mean, my God, we're Americans. We work our fucking ass off all week.
Nor do I want somebody getting up there and saying, there is no God.
Because
you know why?
Because you're supposed to be talking about whether there should be a sewer permit.
Yes.
Or whether we need new red light at this corner.
You're fucked
Get that
up.
Shit done.
Yes, your fucked up relationship with something in the sky shouldn't keep me at work right. longer. I want to go home and drink.
And if I'm petitioning the board for something,
yes.
I don't want to feel that because of my
right.
atheistic tendencies,
boo.
That I'm not going to get a fair shake from a council of mullahs of American right. Taliban.
Well, you will not. You won't.
Right.
People hate atheists, dude.
From the ACLU sent these assholes a letter.
Ooh, yes.
It was ignored.
Of course.
So the ACLU filed a lawsuit
the
in 2013 saying, from November of 2007 through the present, nearly every board meeting has featured a sectarian invocation. 139 of 143 board meetings opened with sectarian prayer.
See, that is exclusionary, and it's pointless.
Right.
That makes people that aren't into the Jesus bullshit, that makes you feel unwelcome. Can't people see that?
A U.S. district judge...
Yes.
In 2015, ruled that the commissioners violated the law.
Ooh, yes.
And continued to do so every time they uttered a prayer to Jesus.
Right.
Jesus
didn't want to hear
it. And it wasn't invocations from people. It was the commissioners who led.
Oh, my God.
Even worse, led Christian prayers.
So you're telling me at a place of work or whatever, this government
right.
place, people in charge do religious shit. And make people pray, all that kind of crap.
They tried to cite that town of Greece versus the state of New York or whatever.
Yes.
But the judge said this doesn't apply because, quote, in the present matter, the commissioners themselves and only the commissioners delivered prayers at the board meetings. In contrast, the town of Greece invited volunteers from a variety of religious faiths to
yes.
provide the prayers. So. The Supreme Court decision, the big SCOTUS,
ugh.
Decided that's okay as long as it's available to everybody. It's like the Ten Commandments bullshit.
Oh, yeah.
If you're going to allow it, you got to allow Baphomet. You
yeah.
got to allow the Quran.
Allow,
you got to allow Flying Spaghetti Monster.
Well, how about this? I worship Dolly Parton's big old titties. So
you gotta
I
allow
want Dolly
big
Parton's
titties.
Big old titties right in front of me.
It says, additionally, because the prayer's practice was exclusive in nature,
yes.
that is being delivered solely by commissioners, the prayer practice cannot said to be non-discriminatory.
Of course.
The need for the prayer policy to be non-discriminatory was one of the characteristics key to the constitutionality of the town of Greece's practice. So that's the Supreme Court decision said it's only constitutional because they're allowing it for everyone.
Right. That makes sense.
We argue you should just get rid of them
yes.
and save everybody the time.
It seems like a pain in the ass, doesn't it?
But if you're going to put up a Christian
right.
Nativity scene, you got it. That's the
you got to do
you
a
gotta
Buddha,
put it,
you got to do a
right,
Jedi,
right, right.
you got to do a Hindu, the whole fucking thing. Whatever. It's all ridiculous. You got to do a Klingonian.
The last statement was that someday a believer in a minority faith could be elected does not remedy that until then. Minority faiths have no means of being recognized. In other words, until you guys elect a Buddhist or until you elect a Hindu or
right.
a Muslim,
yes.
that a minority faith will not be recognized, so it's not non-discriminatory.
And, you know, think about it like this. Think about Islamophobia and hate crimes and shit like that. If you have a state praying, doing a Jesus prayer every morning, you know, to some religious loons, that's going to embolden them to act superior, to
right.
act aggressive toward non-Christian religions. It's going to increase shit like that. It's going to make us more fucking divided.
So the Christianists on
Throw
the board,
up.
The Christianists on the board argued that they weren't breaking the law because any commissioner could deliver an invocation.
But can you at least agree, Christianists, that you're being a dick, right?
But because they were all Christians, they said, well, if a Satanist or an atheist wants to deliver the invocation, all you got to do is get elected.
No, doesn't work like
right,
that, dick
right.
face. Sorry, you fucking asshole. Waddle yourself back to the spiral ham carving station at Golden Corral. Drown yourself in the chocolate fountain.
The judge in 2015 said, well, that argument makes no sense.
Yeah, yeah, that's stupid.
Then they appealed. In 2016, these commissioners, these asshole American Taliban in North Carolina voted unanimously to appeal, putting taxpayer money at stake.
God. That should be criminal.
And then we, I believe, covered it with outrage when two of the three judges voted to overturn that lower judge's opinion.
What the fuck?
A divided panel, the Fourth Circuit of Court of Appeals overturned the decision.
Yes.
By that judge, ruled that the mostly Christian invocation county leaders used to open their sessions did not violate separation of church and state.
Okay.
The dissent, a third judge who's usually conservative.
Okay.
Was brutal and correct. So this is a conservative judge who even wrote about his two asshole colleagues who want to inject Christianity upon all of us.
God damn.
He said the prayers bordering at times on exhortation and proselytization were uniformly sectarian, referencing one and only faith through law, though law by definition binds us all. I've seen nothing like it. This is the dissent.
I've seen
nothing like it. This combination of legislatures as the sole prayer givers, official invitation for audience participation. So they say everybody pray.
And listen, and if I don't believe in your shit and I don't want to, my boss is asking me to. That is so fucked up.
Consistently sectarian prayers referencing but a single faith and the intimacy of a local governmental setting exceeds even a broad reading of the Town of Greece decision. No one disputes that localities enjoy considerable latitude in opening their meetings with invocations and prayers, but the legislative prayer practice here pushes every envelope.
Right. It's exclusionary.
This is the same judge that was outvoted by two Dominionist cunt bags.
Do these judges think, these commissioners think that they're not there to serve the whole community? Or do they think?
Well, they think the whole community is Christians. Christian.
Okay. God. You guys.
And if it is, it doesn't matter. Because that's the whole point is to protect the one person in that county that may not be Christian. Their rights are protected as equally as all the rest of you Christo loons. That's the point.
Yes, then otherwise, they live in a community that seems hostile to their beliefs.
Which is.
Yes. Yeah.
And then you have the government do it.
Right. Oh, God, that's fucked up. That's fucking fucked.
So they're saying, in short, if this ruling, when they overturned it, this new court, they're saying that it would result in local leaders ending inclusive invocation practices and adopting a policy that is almost entirely that lets an entirely Christian group of legislators deliver their own Christian prayers at every meeting. It would be a wrecking ball against the wall of separation of church and state.
Build the wall.
The ACLU asked the entire Fourth Circuit to review it. And the decision finally came down.
Yes.
Today.
Oh, okay.
And they came down on the side of good.
Thank goodness, man.
They said, of course, this pretty much only Christian prayers were unconstitutional. We conclude the Constitution does not allow what happened in Rowan County.
Right.
The prayer practice served to identify the government with Christianity.
Bucky.
And risked conveying to citizens of minority faiths a message of exclusion.
Yeah. Right.
There you go.
I not only is it your government, it's your commissioners. It's your leaders. It's not just some guy. It's not a volunteer from the community. I mean,
decision continues, the principle at stake here may be a profound one, but it is also simple. The Establishment Clause does not permit a seat of government to wrap itself in a single faith.
There you go.
But here, elected officials took up a ministerial function.
Oh, yes.
And led the political community in prayers that communicated exclusivity.
How fucking creepy.
Leaving members of minority faiths unwilling participants or discomforted observers to the sectarian exercises of a religion to which they did not subscribe.
There you go. There you fucking go.
Over here at Patheos, they say, hard to drop a mic any harder than that.
Yeah, right? Fuck y'all. Bam. And don't eat at that Chick-fil-A. It's garbage.
It said, the commissioners effectively insulated themselves from requests to diversify prayer content.
Right.
We cannot overlook the fact that the decision to restrict the prayer opportunity to the commissioners was not made by the citizens of Rowan County or some disinterested group, but perpetuated by the commissioners themselves, all of whom identify as Protestant Christian. There was no rule. They passed it themselves. There was no referendum. They never went to the people.
Okay.
They said, we're just going to make sure that we just have us say the prayer. Then we don't have to listen to no Jews, no Muslims, no atheists.
Fuck you. God. Really is just total horseshit, man. I mean, really.
The court has said that the Rowan County officials have to decide a legal alternative, they're doing right now may not stand.
Yeah. Jeez.
So there you go.
By the way, thank you, Jesus. Big ups.
And sadly, here at Patheos, they have to remind people that all Americans can pray without being censored. But a government meeting isn't the place to deliver sermons.
Of course, guys.
This is where they're saying, you're persecuting us. Ugh. It's my First Amendment right to talk about Jesus wherever.
Meetings suck.
And it's not.
Meetings suck.
Not in a government capacity. That's the point.
And having a prayer at the beginning of a meeting makes meetings suck even more.
And your rights stop where others begin. That's what they don't understand.
I got to spend time. Even if I don't want to participate in your fucked up prayer at a meeting, I got to waste my day listening to you prattle on about your bullshit. Fuck that. That's crazy.
You have a right to stand and put your arms out and spin around.
Oh, okay.
You don't have a right to do that in an elevator full of people.
Right. That's true. What if I'm a chimera?
Because you're striking someone with your freedom flailing arms.
Yeah.
At that point impinges on other people's rights, and that's why we have laws to make it fair for everyone. These Christians are the equivalent of the person walking into an elevator and spinning their arms and saying, fuck you, I got my right.
Right. And they're like chimera. They might have little squirrel claws. Right. Scratch your face up. God. Relax with the Jesus, okay? Honestly, just relax. God.
The ACLU is thrilled with the victory.
Fuck you. Hell yeah. Bam.
We're very pleased the full Fourth Circuit upheld the bedrock principle of the First Amendment that government should not be in the business of promoting one set of religious beliefs over others.
Thank you.
Conservative group.
Yes.
First Liberty Institute.
Ooh.
Ironically named, as always.
Yeah. No, there's no liberty here.
Opposite named, as always.
Look up the definition of liberty, dickheads.
They're apparently saying they're probably going to appeal it to the Supremes. While we are disappointed in the Fourth Circuit's decision to ban invocations
that's not
before
true.
Legislative meetings, contrary to Supreme Court precedent. Right.
It's not
That's
true,
not what happened.
You fucking idiot.
We are encouraged that the split in the vote on the Fourth Circuit demonstrates the need for Supreme Court review on this issue.
What do you think SCOTUS does with this new one? Gorsuch.
He'll vote for the Christianists, I'm sure.
But
hopefully
silly.
Kennedy voted on the side of sanity, I think. Or no, he didn't. He voted on the side of insanity for Greece.
Oh, God.
But in his affirmation of it, he wrote only and only if it's open to everybody. And that must be maintained.
Yes.
So I would think that hopefully Kennedy would even say, with this, that's going too far.
Yeah.
That you're by definition excluding everyone else, and that's going against the bedrock of the
city of the town of Greece case.
Yeah. Hire a Wiccan.
The First Amendment affirms the liberty of Americans to pray according to their consciences before public meetings. No. Well, yeah, they can before the public meeting, not during the public meeting.
Do it inside your skull. Do it in your skull, idiot.
The county will consult with its legal counsel to consider asking the U.S. Supreme Court to review this case. Good luck, taxpayers of probably the small county.
You're going to get fucked.
Of horrible Christian Taliban assholes.
Oh, my God. You're going to get sued.
And, you know, I hope your taxes go up.
Yeah.
I hope you have to pay a lot more in taxes to protect your unconstitutional bullshit.
But Jesus. Ridiculous.
Freedom from Religion Foundation also is happy.
And in Florida, you need all that money to fight these Burmese pythons off. They're everywhere.
We are overjoyed that the Fourth Circuit gave a constitutionally correct ruling, with the Rowan County commissioners being so blatant in their violations.
Yeah.
It could have gone no other way. It did, though.
Yes.
It did. With the 2 out of 3 panel, the 2 out of 3 Christianists.
Yeah, it didn't go smoothly, correct?
Who somehow inexplicably said, yeah, they can totes only do Christian stuff.
Yeah. God, these people in your government, you're in charge of everybody, not just Christians.
No, that's
and our world is diverse. There's a lot they care about out there that not everybody's a white Christian straight male, okay? You know.
We got a couple minutes left here. Let's get to Gordon Klingy shit.
Oh, my God.
Speaking
Faithless
of
Friday.
Foul dominionist Christianists.
He is disgusting. This guy is one of the worst, honestly. He's from Colorado, right?
Pray in Jesus' Name program, yes.
Fuck you.
Former Colorado state rep.
Oh, my God.
Who was even too heinous for the Republicans
of
Colorado and was like rebuked within minutes of becoming a legislator there for some. He went after somebody on his show.
He's an idiot.
Like blamed a rape victim or something like that.
He is an asshole.
And they pulled him off all the committees and stuff. And he ended up fortunately losing his reelection bid, even to the horrible knuckle draggers of Western Colorado.
God, Gordon,
he was too much.
You must be a bag of garbage. I mean, really?
But he's back doing his Pray in Jesus' Name YouTube program, Ryan.
Oh, God. What horrible shit did this dickhead say?
A perpetual persecution victim himself.
What people?
Gordon Klingy shit.
Fuck you.
Here he is.
Yes.
Talking about injecting himself into the healthcare debate.
Oh, great.
He's got a simple solution, Ryan.
Oh, okay.
Let's take a moment and discern the spirits.
Ugh.
Even within, let's say, the American population, in this story, you have many, many Americans trying.
Let's take a moment to discern the spirits. Hold on while I shake my bag of bones and roll them on the ground and read it.
Let me get out my Star Trek tricorder.
That says to you, I'm going to divine the spirits. I have no proof or basis on anything I'm about to say.
Yeah, I'm a Jedi Knight.
To get health care, you have 100 senators that are debating whether to socialize the medicine or privatize the medicine. There's arguments economically for both sides of that. And then there's the abortion debate in the middle of this. You have two Republican senators, Collins and Murkowski, who say that your taxpayer dollars should be funding abortion, should be funding Planned Parenthood. And then every...
Wrong.
Yeah.
The two... Notice they're the only two women Republican senators.
Oh, God.
Murkowski and Susan Collins.
This is supposed to be entertainment.
They're not the only two, but
he has an audience that listens to his boring garbage. God,
I don't know. I'm hoping it ain't big.
Ugh,
but he got elected.
He sucks.
He got elected to a state office.
Oh, God, you're a bore.
But he's saying the two Republican these two Republican senators want to kill babies. They want taxpayer money to go to killing babies because Susan Collins has said if they defund Planned Parenthood, that's a deal breaker for her with this health care.
But that's subtle fucking bullshit.
Well, and the Hyde Amendment, there no federal money goes to it. And Planned Parenthood, we've found that it's not the biggest percentage of things that they do there. You can tell them, hey, the abortion is what, 10-15% of what they do, of all of the procedures and everything that they do at Planned Parenthood. No, it's not. All they do is kill babies. You're lying.
If they know that, then they have a problem with women getting health care from Planned Parenthood. So why? What the fuck? It doesn't make any sense.
Here's Gordon. We got to get moving here.
Abortion should be funding Planned Parenthood. And then everybody to the right of them is saying, no, no, we should not be funding Planned Parenthood or abortions with your taxpayer dollars. Those are the humans in the story. Where are the spirits in the story?
Who cares?
You can tell who is being influenced by the spirit of God.
Oh boy.
By looking at the morality that they choose when they listen to God.
What?
We have to discern. Okay, those are the men and women that are involved.
God,
but
guys.
But who's examining the spirits?
Oh, fuck me.
Well, you know, mentally ill people.
Oh, yeah. Let me examine your
are
spirit.
Listening to voices, maybe.
Bend over. Spread them. Let me get out my flashlight. Let me discern your spirit.
And how Jesus-y is this? Like, what spirits is he talking about?
It's the Holy Spirit and things of that
nature. I don't think he's Catholic.
It doesn't matter. Still
so when you see pro-life legislators like Rand Paul or Ted Cruz or Marco Rubio or Mike Lee, they are standing for life and they want to defund Planned Parenthood completely. And stop paying for child killing with your tax dollars.
Which is,
you can tell these good moral men are being influenced by the Holy Spirit.
You notice the listing. You notice the listing.
Yes.
He listed two women.
Yes, that were.
Who want to kill babies.
Right. Evil women.
And listen to all these wonderful penis possessors.
Oh, yes.
These white penis possessors who really want to stand for
they're
the side.
Beautiful big
you can't trust women to make that decision is what he's saying.
Yeah, exactly.
God. On the other side, you see left-wing Democrats. Let's start with.
Well, here we go.
Fuck you.
And I mean, you can name any of them, but in this particular,
you obviously can't.
Story,
yeah, dumbass.
The left-wing Democrats are also being influenced by a demonic spirit because they want to kill children with your taxpayer dollars. There's a spirit of murder that has now crept into the GOP. And Murkowski and Collins are going to agree with that. What spirit
women.
Is influencing them?
I think something crawled up inside there. But JJ's Ryan,
yes.
You know, those poor women folk are more susceptible to demonic forces. That's why the good men folk got to throw them in burkas and long skirts and stuff to protect them. To keep, that's the magic underwear.
Oh, yes.
Keeps the demons out of their pussies.
What do you wear for that? Like a pussy guard.
Murkowski and Collins are going to agree with that. What spirit is influencing them? Well, I think it's obvious. And the Bible says this in Exodus chapter 15.
Oh, boy.
If you diligently heed the voice of the Lord and you do what is right in his sight and give ear to his commandments and keep all of his statutes, like, you know, the one that says thou shalt not kill, then God will put none of the diseases upon you which he brought upon the Egyptians. For I am the Lord who heals you. So you know what the solution to America's healthcare crisis is? Obey the Ten Commandments.
He's saying we won't need healthcare because God's going to heal us all. There won't be no more disease,
right.
Ryan, if you stop killing the babies.
God, Gordon, are your followers just stupid garbage?
Yes.
God, what an idiot.
How can they be anything?
Hey, I have an itch right here on my elbow. Could you whip out the Ten Commandments and read it to me?
If you diligently heed the voice of the Lord, your God, and do what is right in his sight, give ear to his commandments and keep all his statutes, I will put none of the diseases on you which I have brought on the smelly brown Egyptians.
Oh, yes.
I added that smelly brown part.
Oh, those Egyptians, they're the worst.
Oh, my God, we really got to go.
Jeez.
Thanks for joining us. K-Voice is next if you're listening live.
Bam.
Otherwise, download it. Don't forget Ryan's on at Rated R Comedy, RatedRComedy.com.
Follow Very Funny Patrick Vile on Twitter or Instagram at Vile Experience. Also, freaking Vile.
Have a great fucking weekend, everybody.
Go fuck yourself.
Thank you for listening to Crab Diving. Catch the crabs on Facebook. Facebook.com/crabdiving. And on Twitter and Instagram @crabdiving.